What's going on, beautiful people? This is your man, Jamil Muhammad, tuning in with another episode from the Type 2 Podcast. Type 2 gives a second look on mental, physical, and environmental health. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again. Thank you all so much for being patient as I have been away from Anchor and other podcast services, working on some things professionally. I have some good content coming really, really soon. But a person hit me up on Facebook and asked me, what is my number one suggestion for people to lose weight? And I would have to think back to the time I was maybe 16 years old. I was in high school and I was just, this is my beginning of my exploration stage of my life. And I read a book called How to Eat to Live by Elijah Muhammad. And this is the earliest book that I have read that had suggested intermittent fasting in the way for a remedy for many of our illnesses that we face, many of our ailments. And what I did was I just read it with some faith that what was in it was true. And come to find out from years of studies, from testimonies, from personal experiences, I found that there are studies that link intermittent fasting with longevity, with your reduction in your propensity to acquire a chronic illness or develop a chronic illness. And I think it's just really amazing, because what intermittent fasting does is give your body, your stomach, your digestive system a rest for a certain amount of time. What I do every day is I wait until 5 or 6, depending on my schedule, depending on if I'm going to the gym. I wait until about 5 or 6 to have my first meal. I start out with water. I'll have some fruit, make a small smoothie, and then gradually, over the course of the next 2 or 3 hours, eat heavier foods. And then I will always end it with some fruit, some yogurt, something that's sweet, satisfy my sweet tooth, but not necessarily going overboard with it. So intermittent fasting has been effective. One thing that you can try if you just love food, you just have to have it, I would suggest pushing your first meal to maybe 12 p.m. every day. So let's try that for a week. I had one person say, oh, I tried it one day, it didn't work. It's like, no, one day isn't enough. Let's try eating our first meal. If you're used to eating 3 meals a day, try eating your first meal at noon. So try to skip breakfast. This is what, you know, I told myself. Skip breakfast and let's see how I feel. At the time, I was playing sports and my energy level was complete trash. So what I had to do was adjust my eating. This is around the time I became vegetarian as well. So I had to make sure I was getting optimal nutrition to meet my demands for the daily demands, and also for the tax that I put on my body from playing sports. So what I did was I went into it with some faith. I'm like, okay, let's see if this actually is going to work. And it was weird, because the book, it felt like what was in it was calling me for something, to do some work with it or something. So I just went with it. So that was in 2013. It is now 2019. So almost about 6.5 years I've been practicing intermittent fasting. And I cannot stress enough the amount of energy I have acquired, the amount of mental boosts I have acquired, the amount of discipline and self-control I have acquired. I don't really give in to my cravings as much as I used to before I started eating. I know I'm a teenager, you're going through a lot of changes, but once you master your stomach, once you master other urges, those things can no longer control you, and you have more control over your day and your decision making. You have more control over the impulses that come to your mind at random times. What intermittent fasting has done for me is kept me lean, allowed me to build muscle. It increased my brain power, and it has also allowed me to have my own personal story that I can share with people. What that does is it allows people to connect with you in a different way. But what also allows you to connect even more is when they have tried intermittent fasting as well. So you can feel what I feel. I had friends try it out for a week. They said, man, I felt great, but I just love food, so I quit. And that's okay. I think it's more important that you try it, and if you decide to not go with it, then, you know, always try to make the best decisions. But it's always good that you're open to trying it. What I would suggest is push that window to 12 p.m. if you eat 3 meals a day. If you don't usually eat breakfast, push it to about 2 p.m. Incorporate some light exercise in it over time. So try it for about 2 weeks. See how you feel. Keep a journal. Hit me up. Hit up your best friends. Anybody you're open to sharing this with, the way that you feel during the fast, just try it out. There will probably be a lot of benefit in it for you. I really just wanted to get this off my chest because I see a lot of people suffering and they don't have to. You can lower your blood pressure. You can lower your chance to develop a chronic illness, heart disease, Alzheimer's, a lot of different problems that you don't have to have, and you can keep them away with intermittent fasting. You can keep them away with intermittent fasting. This is, to me, it is a divine revelation telling us one simple thing. Just control when, and you control how frequently you eat. This is a science. The book, How to Eat to Live, Volumes 1 and 2. I'm receiving no benefit for telling you all this, except that you might try it. This is a beautiful book. It has changed my life. This is part of my foundation. This is part of my roots. Eating 1 meal a day at the very least. I want to get to the point where I'm eating 2, or maybe even 1 time a week, because I have that much control over my cravings. I'm not a slave to sexual urges. I'm not a slave to my stomach. I'm not a slave to the suggestions that people have for me that are not going to bring me any benefit in my life. It's not going to bring them any benefit except at the expense of me. It gives me more time to focus, to reflect, and think about what I'm going to do. It improves my patience. And we all know patience is love. When you're fasting, you're in that fasted state, your brain is kind of slowed down. It allows you to get into that meditative zone, that time where you slow down. And that principle in Buddhism where they teach you to be in the moment when you're meditating. You're not worried about the future. You're not worried about what happened. You're just in the moment, worried about what's happening right now. And it's similar to when I'm in the classroom teaching. I don't even notice, most of the time, I don't even notice the time going by. I don't even notice that my battery on my phone is on full because I'm not on it the whole class. I'm focused and I'm engaged in the instructions. I'm engaged with the students. I'm working on being in the now. I'm focused on the present moment. I can't even express it enough to you. I just want you to try it out. Just try it. Intermittent fasting. Look it up. Hit me up. Hit up the person you love. Try out intermittent fasting. It's a strong possibility that it can change your life. It gets me excited talking about it. I can talk all day about autophagy. I can talk all day about ketosis, how your body mobilizes fatty acids 8 to 10 hours after you eat, and it starts to run on ketone bodies, which almost supercharges your brain. I could talk about this all day. Autophagy heals your body. They talk about the spiritual healing when you are fasting, but you are literally undergoing a physiological healing. Your body is taking old cells, old parts of cells, and making new ones. This is a beautiful process, and I just love it. I can't even like disconnect from it because it called me a long time ago. Now I'm getting the information that I had faith that I would receive. Guys, try it out. Thank you all so much for listening to me run my mouth for 10 minutes straight. This is a beautiful, beautiful experience that I'm continuing to have by the grace of God. And I want you all to have this same experience, if not more. Thank you all so much for tuning in to the next episode of the Type 2 Podcast. My name is Jamil Muhammad. You all, I thank you. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, anybody that you think might be interested in this. Please share this with them. Please tell them to hit me up on Instagram at Krishna Fist. Krishna like the Hindu god. Krishna Fist. My name is Jamil Muhammad. Thank you all so much. Peace.